Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You still don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
Oh, you just don't get it, do you?
Huh? You don't get it, do you?
Get it, your movie fix. It's Friday, talking about the weekend's movie releases here on The Takeaway. Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday and our all-star film helper. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Great to have you here. Now, we're going to review two films and a quick third one today. However, the biggest release of the weekend is Snowden,
yep,
by Oliver Stone. We're going to get to that in a second. Here's trivia, by the way. Guys, don't answer yet. If you know the answer, you can tweet me, and we'll come back to it at the end of the segment. Here it is. Snowden out this week, as I said, directed by Oliver Stone. Here's your question, Rafer. JFK is one of Oliver Stone's most famous films. Who played Lee Harvey Oswald in that movie? People forget this. That's your question. We're going to come back to it. Tweet me if you know the answer. Now, Rafer, Snowden by Oliver Stone, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Edward Snowden. Here's a clip.
Our government is hemorrhaging billions of dollars every year to Chinese hackers. And I've been hired to shut them down. A lot of people are depending on me.
More so than anyone else?
Yes.
So we're kind of going beyond the headlines and the coverage of Edward Snowden, getting into his personal life here.
Yeah, I think what this film is really trying to do is sort of lay out the development of the arc of Edward Snowden's journey as he goes from true believer and kind of a conservative. You know, when he first joins the CIA, he says one of his big influences is Ayn Rand. But his girlfriend, the Shailene Woodley, who plays Lindsay Mills, you heard her there in that clip, she's a little bit more of a liberal. And it's not exactly her that turns him, but the things that he sees at the CIA, the evidence of this massive wiretapping. There's a little bit of a spy subplot during Edward Snowden's short time as a field operative, where he sees the sort of the wrecking, the damaging of innocent lives and how this can play out. I think what Oliver Stone really wants to do here is sort of make a case that Snowden's motivations were sincere and genuine. Whether you approve of his methods or not, or of what he did, he wasn't trying to damage the country. He wasn't trying to sell secrets to a foreign interest. He was really just trying to be a whistleblower.
He has a penchant for conspiracy theorizing, Oliver Stone. Does this film steer clear of that?
It does. This is not the hysterical Oliver Stone of JFK, and it's not really the black and white Oliver Stone of Platoon even. It's pretty, I'm not going to say even-handed because it's very sympathetic, but it's pretty even-keeled in its tone, and I think that helps it.
It's a movie I'm going to see because it's obviously a world that I'm extremely interested in, and I just think that Joseph Gordon-Levitt, man, he's got the affect down.
He's amazing at
it. He really does. Now, let's go to rom-com land. Bridget Jones's Baby, starring Renee Zellweger. This is the third in the Bridget Jones franchise, right?
That's correct.
A few months ago, on the 4th of the month, I met Jack at a music festival, and we got on very well, and sort of had relations. And the next week, that is to say on the 11th of the month, Mark and I, well, we had similar relations. And owing to these relations, the resulting life form currently residing in my tummy could actually, in fact, be either of yours.
Worth seeing?
You know, I went in with pretty low expectations, but it's actually quite charming. The cast is still really good. The original director, Sharon Maguire, who did the first one, is back. And there's some very fun moments. And surprisingly, they make it work.
All right, great. Now, I think we do have to touch quickly on the new Blair Witch reboot. Blair Witch Project, the original selfie in American film, the
yes,
original viral marketing campaign. The new Blair Witch is out. What do you think?
You know, it's a sequel. I'm not sure why. It feels like a remake. It's the same tricks, the same stuff over and over. And here's my big gripe with this new Blair Witch. Don't show me the Blair Witch. That's the whole point of the movie, is that you never see her. Don't show her to me. I was very angry about that, Todd.
And people are used to camera selfies now. It's no longer an interesting device.
I agree. I think this whole genre that Blair Witch started, Paranormal Activity, all these movies, I think they've really just run their course. Although I'm wrong, because they keep coming coming out.
Maybe people keep spending money on them.
I guess.
Go back to trivia before we let you go. Now, Oliver Stone is directing Snowden this week, JFK, one of his most famous films. And Rafer, I asked you, who played Lee Harvey Oswald in JFK?
Gary Oldman.
Oh, you got it.
Yes.
What a great role. People forget about how great Gary Oldman was in that film.
Yes.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Todd. You too.